Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Good evening and welcome aboard another edition Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio as well, around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. And we are proud to present our sponsor, American Premium Vodka, APV, AmericanPremiumVodka.com. As we talk the world of sports, take you up to the top of the next hour. Rick Carter is going to join in. He is one of our two hockey analysts going deep inside the Rangers and the Florida Panthers as all eyes turn hockey-wise to Madison Square Garden tonight. And, of course, you'll recap it in the overnight with us here on Sports Byline. And then all eyes, additional eyes, of course, on the Target Center in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis-St. Paul. So we get ready. And you have to say, you know, every game in the playoffs is pivotal, right? An often overused vernacular when it comes to seven-game series. We'll break it down, and we'll go hard with Rick Carter, heavy on the hockey, 2-2 Rangers and Florida Panthers. And we'll also look back at last night, which was startling to me. The Dallas Stars quickly up 2-0. I had written it off. I stayed with it, and then next thing you know, 2-1. 2-2, and then five unanswered goals. Edmonton evens the Western Conference Finals at two games apiece. Much bigger road to hoe for the Timberwolves tonight against the Dallas Mavericks. We'll see how the home court, and we've said it ad nauseum time and time again, the home court has been not a death knell, but a striking oddity in that the home court hasn't meant much. I think it will tonight, though. So we'll go deep into that as well. We'll take a look at, you know, Minnesota and Dallas. Doncic, obviously, elite player. I put him in the top three in the league. And this is what players need to do. You know, if you're going to be compared to Larry Bird, then you got to do what Larry Bird did. And in situations like this, Larry Bird and the other greats of the game would throw a team, you know, figuratively on their back and carry them home. So we shall see. It's going to be very, very entertaining tonight. So strap yourself in. It's a Thursday into a Friday. You're with Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks for being along the ride. And Rick Carter will sweep the bottom of the hour and take us home tonight as well as we go deep inside the NHL. Thursday into a Friday. This is Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline. And we're coming right back.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Thursday into a Friday here on Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell. Game watch tonight, I want to say it, and I'll just update you. I'm going to go Weather Channel here on people. Dallas-Fort Worth, talking to some of our friends and associates down there. Flooding, power outages, people up near SMU have been without power for the better part of 3 days and probably won't get fully restored until tomorrow. From where I sit, Des Moines, Iowa, internet, Lumen Technologies, just internet outages like you can't believe. And boy, it just goes to show you how accustomed we have become to the WWW, right? The World Wide Web, the internet. It is just crazy. But hey, we trudge on through. You know, I want to start. I'm tempted to start with the basketball, but you know, I'm going to go football in this opening segment. We've got Rick Carter on here. We'll do the hockey. I'll do some hoops here in the latter part of this open. But I'm the biggest sucker for the NFL. I just am. And what they do, and we've chronicled this time and time again, you know, the season speaks for itself. You know, the 17 game schedule, you know that 18 is coming. They're not going to like an oddball number. It was 14 and then it was 16. And then the 17 game slate for the NFL teams seems to be merely a stop along the choo-choo train, the NFL money train. 18 games in the regular season is right around the corner, year or two out, correct? All right. So we'll go with that assumption. Then you get through the regular season, you get to the playoffs, you ultimately get to the Super Bowl, and you exhale, right? And we talked to Agent Lee Steinberg yesterday on just how the NFL is just so brilliant in how they really, they own the sports calendar. Now, I'm not saying the playoffs, NBA, NHL, the World Series, World Cup in 26 and the years that we have World Cup, the golf, all the sports, they all have their place, right? But the NFL is big brother. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I'm the biggest sucker because, yeah, we get into the draft, we break it down, we read a 1,000 mock drafts, we all predict, we watch. Green Bay, I believe, is getting it next. Pittsburgh's going to get it. It's another huge slice of the, well, I won't say huge, that's a little hyperbole. It's a sizable and commensurate piece of programming and NFL offerings, which keeps the NFL fans, the millions of them, fairly engaged throughout the calendar sports year, right? I mean, that's a fair assessment. So we go with that assumption. Then you mix in, you know, the OTAs and stuff like that, and that's where it kind of dips. But once training camp opens, and I'm a sucker for this, is Hard Knocks. It's a TV presentation. And in this era of massive amounts of consumption of social media, documentaries, the Tom Brady roast, I mean, we could go on and on and on. And sports movies and 30 for 30s, and we go on. But Hard Knocks, to me, is so special. And the fact that they are going with the Chicago Bears, HBO is, to me, is like just pure gold. It really is. Now, from which I come to you in the Midwest. I mean, I'm here in the heartland, Iowa, as you know, and we spent a lot of time in the Big Ten and the Big 12 on our Saturday night presentation. We preview the NFL, but it's a unique marketplace that we have here because we, relatively speaking, have five or six relevant NFL franchises here, and the Bears are huge. Kansas City, obviously, with their dynasty, which is still in the making, so to speak. The Minnesota Vikings, the Detroit Lions are relevant. Green Bay has a huge presence in the heartland. I mean, these are Midwestern entries. I mean, you got to remember, Green Bay is not as big as Cedar Falls, Iowa. Green Bay, when you get there and you go to a game, you're driving down what amounts to any given, you know, strip of strip malls, grocery stores, eye doctors, medical facilities, and then off in the horizon as you near toward it is this monstrosity in the skyline, and it's Lambeau Field. And so, and you know, we all know the lineage and the history of the Green Bay Packers. I mean, it's one of the original franchises along with the Bears and so on and so forth. I'll get to my point. HBO and the Bears is going to be pure gold. Now, does it resonate on the East Coast? I don't know. Will it resonate on the West Coast? Yeah, probably, because Caleb Williams, you know, the number one pick, quarterback of a franchise that hasn't gotten the quarterback position right for a good long period of time. I mean, I don't have time. I neither have the data nor the desire to go through all the failed attempts at finding the next quarterback for the Chicago Bears. And with the draft this year and with the first pick of the draft, the Chicago Bears selected Caleb Williams, a quarterback out of Southern Cal. So, yeah, it brings in the West Coast. But Hard Knocks, I can't wait. I mean, I truly can't wait for this this production. It's coming off a year where we had the Jets, Aaron Rodgers, who took his fame and fortune from Green Bay and brought it to New York. And New York loves big, right? New York is big. And they love big, and HBO and Hard Knocks at Florham Park, the training camp site of the Jets. It was great. It was great fun. It really was. But the Bears, to me, is really a great pick, a great selection out of HBO and the suits there. I really do. Not only Caleb Williams, but, you know, the coaching situation. Eberflus isn't exactly the most dynamic guy in front of the cameras and microphones, but heck, neither was Bill Belichick, right? I mean, Belichick was appointment listen and watch because of his curmudgeon, dour tone, the facial expressions, the steely-eyed glares at the questioner from the media, like how, without saying a word, he was saying, that is the dumbest question I've ever heard. And without even saying it, next question, he would just mumble under his breath. It was hysterical television. It really and truly was. I mean, I recall seeing a Patriots game, and I loved it even more so when they lost. There weren't a lot of losses for a long period of time, but when the Patriots lost, for me, that post-game press conference was appointment. Get on that Patriots.com app and just sit there and just relish 20 minutes of a true, nasty at times curmudgeon. I mean, it was hilarious. So HBO goes not only with the Bears, but there'll be some offshoot, right? Because if the NFL has it their way, And it seems to be cyclical in terms of not necessarily dominance, but interest. And the interest level of the National Football League conference, the North Division, is just unbelievable, in my opinion. You've got Detroit, who flirted with a Super Bowl berth, only to be denied, and rightfully so, by a better team, the San Francisco 49ers. The Packers, which showed in the postseason they were to be reckoned with, and a quarterback in the name of Love, who they are beginning to love and realize this guy could be a superstar. We shall see. And then, you know, you throw in the Vikings and the Bears, and what do you have? You have an unbelievable division that we can now start to anticipate. And quite frankly, there are people, myself included, I mean, we've seen a lot of number one picks go bust. We've seen a lot of quarterbacks in higher profile spots than Chicago go bust, right? And so that's what we look forward to. And then there's this J.J. McCarthy, ironically out of Michigan. Now, I'm not going to go crazy here and suggest he might be the next Tom Brady. He won't be. But what he will be is a quarterback that's going to be given keys and given, in all probability, a license to build a legacy and build an NFL career, which quite frankly could be very, very special. And I'm not going to sit here and try to go all crazy on the NFC North, but the fan bases in these respective cities are pretty darn cool. They really and truly are. They are great fan bases. And Detroit showed us that last year. You know, winning, as Lombardi said, is really, really vital. And when the Detroit Lions won last year and won as big as they did, they had a huge, huge following. And they were absolutely delicious to television-consuming eyes. All right, we'll come back. Rick Carter's going to join us. We'll do the hoops a little bit later on in the closing segment, getting ready for
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Thursday into a Friday. It is Sports Overnight America presented by American Premium Vodka. I want to throw out a plug for Hy-Vee downtown Des Moines and all their Wahlburgers locations. Kalen Clark, Game Watch, Indiana Fever, Seattle Storm tonight at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. That will be a 6 Central, 7 East, and 4 Pacific TV watch, no question about it. Hy-Vee and Wahlburgers, Court Avenue, downtown Des Moines, Iowa, her hometown. Well, West Des Moines. All right, let's get him in here, our hockey guy. You're hitting it all. You're hitting it out of the park there, Mr. Carter. How are you? Rick Carter, one of our two great hockey analysts on the network. How are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. How are you?
Good. Before we get into what I think is potentially going to be a tremendous game tonight, Madison Square Garden coming up here in a couple of hours. I want to go back to last night. 2-0 Dallas. What were you thinking at that time? I'll ask you a two-part question. 2-0. I thought Dallas not only took command of that game, they were going to take command of the series. Did not happen. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Dallas came out storming Edmonton. They go up 2-0, but how many times I've never seen the NHL so frantic when you're up by two or three goals and people giving it up. You know, Dallas goes up by two. They could have taken a stranglehold on the series, and they don't score another goal the rest of the game. I can't figure it out.
Yeah, and you know, Rick, you spoke to Skinner in the Oiler net, and I just thought, this guy's going to get pulled. Not only does he look bad, he's down 2-0. They're in a huge hole at home, took the crowd right out of it. But, man, he turned into a prolific netminder last night.
He really did.
Yeah, tell me about that. Tell me about Skinner. And I thought that performance last night really got lost in a lot of other facets that people were analyzing. He had a hell of a performance once he got those two goals behind him.
Yeah, I mean, he outplayed, first of all, the Edmonton defense tightened up and started playing in front of him. And, you know, you get a guy, give Skinner some credit there. He's got some confidence going right now, and he's playing well. He's one of the reasons that they stood with it. They hung in there last night, and, you know, you let a team hang around, and all of a sudden, they get a couple breaks. They get on the power play. You've got Connor McDavid. You've got Leon Draisaitl. You've got some of the best talent in the world behind you, or, you know, in front of you. So it's the math equation there is just be good enough, and we'll do the rest.
Talking to Rick Carter going inside the NHL playoffs, looking back at last night, 5-2 Edmonton. Rick, you know, it's not unfair to analyze series before they unfold and then mid-series reanalyze. Let's look at Dallas first before we get to Edmonton. What is Dallas doing right, in your opinion? What is Dallas doing wrong, in your opinion, other than squandering a 2-0 lead and really blew a major chance to go up 3-0? And I thought that would have been fait accompli. But what is Dallas doing both good and bad right now? Let's hear.
Well, I think that their depth is where they're at, but you still have to have some of your bigger players step up. You know, Pavelski's been relatively dormant, and I'd like to see him score some goals. And you know, it's defensively they haven't been as strong as they have been in the whole season, really. And goaltending hasn't been great. So I think that overall, their team's as deep as any out there. They've got great depth. You know, you're getting Johnson. You're getting some ancillary scoring as opposed to your big boys, and which is required to win in this league. However, defensively, they haven't been as solid as they once were.
You know, on the plus side, you know, this is a team that has really, in my opinion, and you can further this assessment if you agree with it, Dallas has done well in postseason facing adversity. The 0-2, you know, hole they dug against Vegas. They had their moments against Colorado. I believe it was Colorado. But anyways, yeah. Dallas has stared down adversity, Rick, and they may have to stare down some more here. I mean, you got to win two games, and that last one's always very, very hard. How about Dallas in terms of really having a nice bounce-back acumen to them in this postseason so far?
Yeah, I think the next game that they play is going to be a much tighter game. I think they're going to bring a heck of a lot more intensity, especially if they go up by a goal or two. You know, what's great about them is when they've gone down by a couple goals, they're right there fighting back. But, you know, when they're up by a couple goals, they tend to coast a little bit, and it seems like you just can't sit on a lead against a team like Edmonton with that firepower they have. You can't do it.
All right. Yeah. All right, let's go to Edmonton. McDavid, is he sitting on a breakout? Last night it wasn't the goals, but it was the setups. It was the assist. Are we going to see – it feels like it. I feel like we're just waiting on something. You know, it's like you're just sitting there anticipating. You know what's coming. You just don't know when. Do you expect McDavid to have a breakout game here before this thing's over? Either way?
Absolutely. I think that between now and the end of this series, you'll have he'll have a two-goal game and maybe a 4 or 5 point game. And you just can't keep a guy like that down. He's too good.
Yeah, and so what about Skinner? Is that an aberration, what we saw last night after the 2-0 deficit when he was standing on his head? And, I mean, he looked every bit the part as an outstanding goaltender. He was tremendous. He really and truly was. Aberrational or maybe a confidence builder for him?
I think it's a huge confidence builder for him. You know, the one thing that scares me about Dallas is they've given him some confidence, and that's very dangerous with a team that has the firepower like Edmonton. You know, you get a goaltender that now believes that he's the number one goaltender and doesn't have to worry about being supplanted by, you know, a journeyman goaltender. You know, he's a young guy. The good thing about most goaltenders is they're crazy. That comes from a lot of personal experience, and their memories are very short term. So, you know, he's going forward. He's not looking back. He's, you know, everybody else can look back and say, hey, he's not that great, but he's going forward and he's got confidence right now, and that's a dangerous combination.
All right, we'll save the Rangers and Panthers for our next segment, so we'll stay on Edmonton and Dallas here for a moment. Rick, how do you see the ebb and flow from here? We're 2-2 headed back to American Airlines Center in Dallas. Kind of break it down. I think you said it's going 7, but let's start with Game 5. I heard your point about Dallas being more intense. You know, if you have to focus on your intensity and you're in the Stanley Cup semis, man, I question you, and I almost turned to the bench and the coach. I mean, you know, and I think you're right about that. They got very comfortable. Well, I shouldn't say that because they got robbed on a third goal, which I think would have put the game out of reach, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, though, if you're having to kind of muster up the intensity, that makes me scratch my head a little bit. Give me a thought on that.
I agree. I think I still see this game – I still see the series possibly going 7. But I would not be surprised to see Edmonton come in and steal one out of American Airlines Arena and then put the pressure in a big way on Dallas again. That's the way I see this series going. I think if Dallas is going to win the series, they're going to have to win the last two games, not the next one. I put the next one with Edmonton. The momentum's there. They've got everything going and, you know, in they've got the momentum going in their favor, and that's what they need.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, Dallas is a team that, I don't know, Rick, sometimes they look like the best team in the league, and there's other times, I don't want to go too crazy here, but it's like, how did they get this far? Is that what it is? Is it just a level of extremes with the Dallas Stars?
No, I think their team is really talented. But in a Stanley Cup conference final, talent is great, but you have to have that grit, and they've got to be able to really take Connor McDavid and the big boys out of the game. You know what? Let somebody else beat you. Don't let them beat you. Don't let Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl have their way with you, because you're in big trouble. Because then you start focusing. Now you're running around like a chicken with his head cut off, and that's what they want you to do. They want to be in an up and down battle, whereas Dallas is a structured team that plays every aspect of the game well. And once you get out of that game plan, you're in trouble against a team like that.
Yeah. All right. Mid-series pick. Sounds like you're leaning towards Edmonton, Big Cat. I'm a little surprised.
I think Edmonton's going to win the series. But, you know, like I've always said, my heart goes with, you know, the Wisconsin contingent in Ryan Suter and Joel Pavelski. I'd love to see them win a Stanley Cup. I just don't see it. I don't think it's in the cards right now.
Wow. All right. You sit tight. We got the Panthers and Rangers in the next segment to break down. You stay right there. We'll do that. Again, Madison Square Garden tonight in New York. New York loves big. They're going to get it big tonight. Sean McDonough will be on the call tonight with Ray Ferraro and Emily Kaplan manning the benches and the ice. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight. Coming right back.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly. Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, talking the world of sports here on the Thursday into a Friday. We have Rick Carter on the line from Chicago. We love Rick on the program. Hey, Rick, we're going to continue to talk hockey, but I want to see if I can get you to do something that we've done before. But, you know, our audience has changed, and I'd like to think our audience has grown in the time that we've engaged you on these airwaves. Before we sign off tonight, can you tell the Harry Carey dinner story again?
For sure. So,
go ahead. Yeah, you know what? Let's tell the Harry Carey story now, and then I want to start with New York and Madison Square Garden and unbelievable hockey fans in New York. But tell us the Harry Carey story. I love this.
So, I was living in Chicago back in the mid 90s, and My sister was in the beer business, and, you know, next thing I know, she's got a friend who's invited us over for dinner, and lo and behold, I go and I'm invited there. We're sitting there, and all of a sudden I look around. And I'm like, what's with all the Harry Carey memorabilia around here? And all of a sudden I look over, and it's actually Harry Carey sitting there. We're at his house. I didn't realize that his stepson, which is Dutchie's son, was, they were inviting us into a nice little dinner at Harry Carey's and having some ice-cold Budweisers with him.
Oh, that's a great story. I mean, so you didn't even know it, man. You just walk in there. Hey, nice. You know, was it before a game or after a game or something? Do you recall?
No. It was just it was on a weekend off season, and I look over and I said, you know what? That guy looks like he's spit image for Harry Carey. That is Harry Carey.
You know what the thing is, and I did have a chance to interview him both over the phone and behind the batting cage at Wrigley Field. The glasses were just phenomenal, Rick. Oh, I mean, his glasses, you can't even describe them. They were so big and so, they were just monstrous. I mean, and the black rim, the glasses were unbelievable, right?
No question. It's, you see those people that have the big, thick glasses, and when you catch them at an angle, their eyes look like they're the size of saucers.
Exactly. You know, he's been gone a couple decades now, I think, and, you know, his style of glasses have come full circle. They're fashionable
full circle.
Again, huh?
Full circle. I was this weekend, we had family down, and one of my wife's cousins had a pair, and I said to her, you look like Harry Carey, which I guess was not a compliment to her.
Hey, I lied. We'll get to the hockey in a moment. The Bears are going to be on HBO's Hard Knocks. I know you're a big Chicago fan. Rick, how big do you think the Bears will be if this Caleb Williams kid's the real deal? How big will that be? And I know that stadium issue is still on a kind of a hot button item up there, but man, oh man, they have a chance to be good quick, huh? How big will that be for Chicago if the Bears are relevant again, real quick?
I think they've done a great job building the team. Will the Bears screw it up? The only thing I think is really the question mark is, can the coach implement a game plan that makes Caleb Williams successful? He clearly did not do that with Justin Field, who was one of the most talented people in the NFL. I think he just makes poor decisions, and you can't coach that, right?
I think
Chicago as a whole is very excited for a winner right now, and honestly, they deserve it. I mean, since the Rex Grossman days, and before that it was the Jim McMahon days. So think of how long that's been.
Yeah, it's been a while. Rick Carter with us from Chicago. All right, let's turn our attention to Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. I love it. It's my favorite venue, bar none. I've been very fortunate the last few months to be there for the Big East and some Knicks and some other stuff. And now the Rangers, you know, have the stage in New York all by themselves. Rick, tonight, literally within an hour from right now, and again, some people are hearing this on delayed tape, but I will tell you, you know as well as I do, from the blue street, from the blue seats at the upper echelons of Madison Square Garden down to the ringside, it is literally on the cusp of 20,000 fans that are so fully engaged. Rick, I don't think the Ranger fan base gets enough credit. Now, you're in a hockey mad town when the Blackhawks are relevant in the last 10 years. Obviously, a great run out of the Blackhawks. But, Rick, I love when they open the broadcast and they go down and then the camera pans Madison Square Garden. It is a tremendous venue. Give me your thoughts on the Ranger fan base.
Rabid fan base, so passionate about their team, and what a venue. Maybe the best venue in all of sports is Madison Square Garden. I mean, if you can't be excited for this game, you're not a fan, and I feel really bad for you, because yeah, if you've never been there, it's loud, it's passionate, and heaven forbid you're wearing another team's jersey, because you're in trouble.
Well, especially if you're up in the blue seats, you're coming out of there taking a beer shower. I guarantee it.
Not only that, but probably getting your hat ripped off, and you're maybe getting the old hockey shirt over the head and pummeled a little bit too.
Yeah, and Rick, that's not an exaggeration, by the way. It really isn't. I mean, there's been reporters, a New York reporter who's now on SiriusXM, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, thought it would be funny to go up there and sit in the blues one night, and guess what? He didn't last long.
Terrible idea.
Yeah, horrible idea. All right, let's get to the X's and O's. How do you see this? I mean, that was a tough one. That was a great game the other night. Reinhardt finally delivered. Boy, he's been really ragged by the Florida Cat fan base. They've been all over him. But Reinhardt off the rebound. What a beautiful – you know, the things you see in hockey, Rick, I'm telling you, I'm going to sound like I'm just bloviating. But, man, it is poetry on ice. And the Reinhardt put back on the rebound was just pure hockey gold. These guys are amazing. They're like ballerinas on skates. They got sticks in their hands. They got helmets over their heads. And they do things with a little black, hard piece of frozen rubber that you just sit there and your jaw slacks. It just does. And Reinhardt's goal the other night was just perfect. It's just a well, you know, timed and just a no doubt about it put back. Tell me about the game tonight. And who do you give an edge to, and what do you expect? I'm expecting overtime. I really am. And probably a high-scoring game. Who knows?
I'm going to give you one number that makes the most sense in this series right now. And that is zero, meaning 0 points from the Rangers' top line.
Yeah.
Mika Zibanejad, Chris Kreider, get your game tonight or they're done. I don't think the Rangers win another game in this series. That's my prediction right now.
You know, and that's strange. And Fox has been I don't know if Fox broke out the other night. I don't have the stat sheet in front of me. But, Rick, they're gold-plated guys. I mean, this is the President's Cup here. This is the team that won the President's Trophy, rather. Most points in the league. But, boy, they're top line. What do you attribute that to? Just the slump, or is it Florida defending that way?
I think a little bit of both. You know, in the Stanley Cup playoffs, you start holding the stick a little bit tighter. Things don't necessarily go your way. It's just a matter of how resilient you are. And don't get me wrong, Mika Zibanejad and Chris Kreider are two world-class players. But how do you go from they combined for 24 points in the first two rounds to zero? that is a startling, you know, transition. You know, you want to be going up, not transitioning down to zero. And it's and that's the big reason that I really question them right now. You know, you could throw Panarin in there as well. You know, but that line of Trocheck, Panarin, and Lafreniere has been phenomenal. They need them to come through. They need to have, if Kreider doesn't get like a shorthanded goal or really make an impact, and Zibanejad, you know, he's a little snake bitten right now, but if he gets going, they're going to be going. If they don't, I think they're done.
Rick Carter, our final couple minutes here, Rick. Shesterkin, Bobrovsky, we're looking at two great goaltenders. Why do I get the feeling that Shesterkin might have maybe not a shutout in him, but, man, this guy, when he's on, he can just absolutely be a steel wall in front of that cage. Is Shesterkin or Bobrovsky sitting on a big game tonight? What's your gut, and then give me a pick on the game tonight.
If you take a look at those two goaltenders, notice one. I mean, I certainly think Shesterkin can steal a game or maybe even a series from people because he's that good. Look at where the Rangers shoot every single time right now against Bobrovsky. They literally shoot it right at his head, right at the crossbar, or just under there, and they've been money doing that. If Bobrovsky can get his game on and maybe stand up a little bit straighter in net and not let them victimize him over his shoulder, I think he's going to that he could do the same thing. He can steal a couple games as well. But I'm looking forward to a battle here. You got Madison Square Garden. You've got two of the best teams in the world. How can you not get excited right now? But I'm going to stick with the Panthers, and I think they're going to close it out in six. They're going to win this game, and they're going to win the next game, and they're going to walk on to the Stanley Cup Finals. And I think they win there, too.
You know, I wouldn't even call my best friend and try to get you a ticket into the blue seats tonight because you wouldn't come
on. I wouldn't want to go. You know what? I would love to be there, but I certainly would maybe be wearing a Rangers jersey there for sure.
All right. Hey, one final thing. Have you got a chance to go to Wrigley yet this year or no?
Not yet.
Get there, buddy.
I will. I will. In fact, I'm going to make an invitation to you right now. If you get to Chicago, we'll go and we'll have good seats.
I would love it, buddy. Hey, listen, you have a good night. Thank you for coming on. It's always Rick Carter going inside the NHL. He double dipped us today. Handled both.
Marty,
series.
You're the best.
Thank you, buddy. Good job. We appreciate it. All right. There's Rick Carter. Thank you, folks. And thank you, Rick. Excellent job there. Yeah, I go the other way here. I do think the Rangers and Shesterkin sitting on a big game. You know, I alluded to high scoring. I mean, what's high scoring in this game? 4-3 or in the series? 4-3? I mean, these goaltenders, when they get on a roll, are just absolute stone cold in between the pipes. They really and truly are. But Kreider, Fox, Panarin, they haven't delivered so far. And so you have to say to yourself, look it, over the course of 80 some odd games, and now we're approaching nearly, and you throw preseason, you're over 100 games. These guys right now are statistical aberrations. It's like they're so overdue, it blows the mind. So I give an edge to the Rangers tonight. I do think home ice, that crowd, just unbelievable. The towel waving, towels swirling fan base there off 8th Avenue and 33rd in Manhattan looms to be very electric tonight. We shall see. All right, we'll come back. What we're screaming about, what we're streaming about in the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, special thanks with the internet blackout in Des Moines, Iowa, downtown, a good part of the, I'll call them the high rises, not necessarily skyscrapers, maybe one, the principal building. You all know Principal Insurance, but yeah, Hy-Vee, 4th and Court. Thank you for internet. Thank you for a home. Great people, wonderful advertisers, endorsers, or pay the endorsements of Mahomes, Kelsey, Caitlin Clark and company. Hy-Vee, H-Y-V-E, where they say a helpful smile in every aisle, and they do a great job, and I want to appreciate it. And Michelle and the folks down here, thank you so, so much for the hospitality. Game Watch, yeah, get your Hy-Vee, get your Wahlburgers, Caitlin Clark, and I'm going to be, it's not even being honest with you, it's just telling you the obvious. The Caitlin Clark buzz has really trailed off, even right here in the epicenter of her burgeoning career. It portends the idea that, you know, winning is important. I mean, she put up 30 the other night. They still lost. They're 1-7. Seattle in town tonight. They should win. Played them tough on the road out in Seattle. But, your 30 points, if it isn't accompanied by a victory and a buzz, it's like, it's a big kerplunk. It really and truly is. And I wonder aloud that ESPN's like, holy smokes, we are on the hook for how many games? I mean, her individual exploits, points, prolific passes, can only carry her and carry the Indiana Fever so far in reality. We shall see. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. A weekend edition will roll out before your eyes. We're back Saturday night for 3 hours as well. Dominic Jimenez, outstanding professional job as always back in San Francisco. Thanks to Rick Carter on the puck. We have a busy Friday into a weekend edition coming up tomorrow. Join us. Enjoy sports talk the rest of the night and early morning hours here on Sports Byline. Adios.